exercise change.
One point I've just picked up earlier around the contemplation was that maybe not a lot of people do that as much as they should. They don't contemplate the change they want to make prior to actually launching into action.
There's a really nice technique called imaginal exposure, which is also known as identifying a preferred future. And it's before you set any real goals and before you do anything behaviorally, is to start imagining yourself more regularly doing the thing that you want to do. So actually, in you're doing it in your head. And this is something that skiers do. It's a classic example where you can see on Ski Sunday or things like this where they're up at the top of the ski slope and you can see them nodding their head and they're moving around. And what they're actually doing is they're reenacting their body going through the slalom. And it's really interesting that doing that in your head is, for the right side of your brain, it's like you've done it in real life.
Oh, okay.
So it becomes more real. So by imagining and doing this contemplation of imagining what it's like with, you know, what's going to happen in 6 months' time if I carry on as I am. Mm. Now let's really imagine what it's like being at the gym and doing what I'm wanting to do and feeling what it's going to be like. You've then got that emotional attachment we talked about earlier where you've got, my God, this is going to be really not good for me if I carry on this route. And now I can not only imagine what it's like being at the gym, I can feel what it's like because in my right side of my brain, I've already lived it just by thinking about it.
So it's almost like a mental warm-up.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. So similar to, say, any athlete who visualises.
Yes, it's exactly the same process. I mean, you'll see 100-meter runners doing the same thing.
Sure.
It's they are imagining the process and rehearsing their brain so that their body will do what it's supposed to when the time is right.
And it actually has a physiological
effect.